Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 2nd, Monday, 2019, day 245. Today's topic, live in eternity, God's co-workers. Live in the world, withholding your affection. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 97, verses 7 to 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 22, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, Proverbs 22, verse 15. Today's main passages. The first one, Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 17. Solomon says, "So I hate life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind." The second passage from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 10 to 14. "I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him." The third passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 2. "As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For He says, 'In the time of my favor, I hurt you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you.' I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." The fourth passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 to 13. "We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. I received a very challenging topic today from Jesus. Live in eternity, God's co-workers. Live in the world, withholding your affection. Today's passages point us to two different lives. The first one, the life of King Solomon. King Solomon had all the glory, wealth, and wisdom, but he dared to say, "I hate life." Is it not his life is what everyone envy and want to have? Why Solomon had everything and still not satisfied? Number two, the life of Paul. Paul's life was full of sufferings and hardships. But he knew that he was God's co-worker, and so he did not withhold his affection to other people like those Corinthians he was talking to. He says, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. Why Paul had nothing, but he could be satisfied, feeling that he had everything, knowing that he has everything. Yeah, I think King Solomon got the answer, and it is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Eternity is eternal life. It is a life which can be connected and have relationship with God eternally. With this eternal connection and relationship, Paul can listen to and understand the plan of God for his life. King Solomon knew this, but he insisted to walk in his own way. At first, he had that kind of connection and relationship with God, but in later time, he was away from God and his commands, and then says, I hate life. This is a very serious depression. And if King Solomon could have that serious depression, do you think you can get away from it? Yes, of course you can get away from the kind of depression. Walk in Paul's path to live in eternity as God's co-worker. A path full of joy and satisfaction. Do not walk in Solomon's path to live in this world withholding your affection to other people. A path full of dissatisfaction. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to walk in Paul's path to live in eternity as God's co-worker, a path full of joy and satisfaction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to walk in Paul's path to live in eternity as God's co-worker? A path full of joy and satisfaction. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.